Hey, folks, and welcome to Piscal Responsibility. I'll bet any man in this saloon that my name's Josh, and I'm your host, and I'm joined, as always, by my fabulous co-host, Keaton.
Buongiorno.
Good one.
Can I retake that?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. And Keaton is joined by, by extension, I suppose I am too, the incredible Timmy.
Hello, guys. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Logan, but I'm actually in it.
Now, here's the thing. People are going to think that's true.
I am huge Jackman.
If there's anything I know about our audience is that they are completely trusting and they take everything not only as canon, but as fact. Mm-hmm. So we can't do too much, you know, dilly-dallying when it comes to claiming
there's
where
no
we
irony on here, no sarcasm.
We don't do irony.
No jokes.
Here. I would prefer not.
Peter Dinklage was the original cast for Wolverine.
Okay, see, now people are going to... And Peter, I apologize. I was going to introduce you in a second. And I know you're angry about that. God, I can see. I mean, you guys can't see, but Peter is red in the face. Oh my god, actual Wolverine claws have burst out of Peter Dinklage's knuckles.
I told you.
He is destroying the area around him. Turns out Peter Dinklage is actually the real Wolverine.
So the what we've found out here is that he was not in the movie Logan, but he is what the movie is based off.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage is, he's nodding his head. Yeah, he's really Wolverine. Now let me ask you a question, Peter, and I'll get to our guests with microphones in a second. Peter, you were in one of the X-Men films, I believe. I haven't seen the one you were in. I think it was called Days of Future Past. Were you in that as kind of a tribute to the fact that you're really Wolverine?
It was like a Spike Lee, like a Spike Lee kind of cameo thing.
It's so profound.
You say Spike Lee when you meant Stan Lee.
Yeah, Spike Lee. Did you see there was a newspaper that when the great Stan Lee passed, they put his name in the newspaper as Spike Lee.
Oh, they didn't, did they?
Yeah, that was a real thing happened.
I honestly think it would only be right now for Spike Lee to go back through all the Marvel movies and insert himself into every Stan Lee cameo.
Just CGI him over the Stan Lee.
No, I just want him to like green screen and stand in front of where Stan Lee would stand.
Just walking around aimlessly like he doesn't know what's going on.
That's what should happen.
It's like he was on set at the wrong time, basically. It's like Amazing Spider-Man 2. Emma Stone just died, and then Spike Lee just like walks through the clock tower on accident, and he's like, "Oh my bad."
Sorry, am I interrupting something here? That's totally my B.
I loved you in La La Land, though. Hasn't happened yet.
That's the thing about Spike Lee. He can see musicals from the future.
Only musicals.
Spike Lee knows every musical that's ever going to come out.
Want me to ask Spike Lee about that new Christmas one that's coming out with the zombies?
Christmas zombie musical.
Christmas zombie musical.
It's lazily titled.
Is this a real thing?
Yes. I will look it up, and once I find it, I will let you know.
All right, Timmy. Timmy's on Bing duty.
I'm on.
All right, Bing duty.
It's actually Firefox. I'm not using any search engines.
That's not how that.
What do you mean?
That's
no search engines.
You can't.
How do you search on Firefox?
I actually don't. I'm just going to guess.
God damn it.
Okay, wait. I binged it. And the Christmas Zombies musical, that's what we're talking about. So I believe it's titled Suicide Squad 2, the musical. It is Christmas themed. It's on Broadway. It's coming out.
Are you reading Spike Lee's blog where he blogs about musicals of the future?
It's just so cool of him to do that, honestly.
WordPress. Futuremusicals.wordpress.com.
I'm so glad that you binged it so that I don't have to anymore.
Because that was going to eat me alive, honestly.
I'm so glad that you binged
it, Keen. I'll say that,
thanks for binging it.
That I got you. Although Bing is the official search engine of the TABDPITABM podcast.
Yeah, of course.
It's atrocious to look at and use.
It really is. And that's why it fits so well.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Like, you just want to remind people that this thing exists that everyone has been trying to forget about for the last, I don't know, 10 years. Who the hell knows how long Bing has been around?
It's just a Bing podcast.
Bing is very good at giving you what you don't want.
Mm.
You have to go through like 6 pages And then it'll be like, maybe this is what you want. And you're like,
Right, which is perfect for us because it just means we get to milk. We get to milk the time that we're binging things.
Now, actually,
and
do you think that Bing will sponsor the podcast?
Undoubtedly.
I've actually been in contact with them. I know I've never been on the show or know you people, but
I've been telling
them about you guys, and they really like your stuff.
Oh, my God.
You got connections over at Bing?
Yeah.
Now, Spike that's Lee an internet connection.
I don't want to be on the show.
Okay, anymore. So maybe...
Hang on.
Because
Timmy, say you've got a connection over at Bing again.
Yeah, I actually have a connection at Bing.
Oh, jeez, I've heard of internet connections, but this is wild.
Fuck off.
It's the same joke. Why?
So maybe... Maybe since this is the first episode in which we've actually expressed negative opinions on Bing, let's just
it's definitely not, by the way. Almost every time we bring up Bing, someone talks about how crap it is.
I mean, the guests, but the hosts, us the hosts, I mean, yeah. You know, we can't control what our guests do.
Peter Dinklage has just forwarded me an email, just checking from the official
within the same
Bing,
room.
Bing computer here. Well, that might help. Peter has actually had his name legally changed to Peter Dinklage.
That was quick. Also, why did he not, you know, speak to you? It was my understanding that you're in the same room.
That's what it seemed like, at least.
Well, here's the thing. He wanted me to see the email because... there is an attachment that is an image.
Did he not bring his laptop / phone towards you? Like you guys are in the very same room.
This is the digital age. You don't have to walk ever in your life.
I do need to know, is it an image of an animated, an animated child with severe jaundice holding his shirt over his shoulder?
I hate orange kids.
No, not orange. But
all the Oompa Loompa listeners just turned.
Orange lives matter. Oompa Loompas and other orange people alike.
Hey, guess who else just turned off?
What?
Freaking President of the United States.
Oh my God, Barack.
Oh,
sorry to get political, boys.
I like how
but we just entered the politics zone.
The new segment.
It's the new segment.
I'll put some drums in the background, some like edgy drums.
Oh, I love edgy drums.
Welcome to the politics zone, baby boys.
All right, throw some politics at me.
So I would like to acknowledge firstly that it is now a political stance to say the words "the President of the United States." you cannot say it without expressing a very radical political opinion. That just those words themselves express something.
No way.
So further on the topic,
hit me with a slammer.
I want you to get in. Trying to say words.
Give me that $5 foot long.
What if Martin Luther King had...
All right. Hey. Please don't hijack this segment.
Zone contention.
All right. So do we think that the President of the United States drinks piss?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was like a time.
Politics,
and I beat the clock. I thought I had to beat the clock.
I'd like to announce the danger areas of the politics zone. F4 is now a danger area, and D6. D6 is a danger area. So
oh,
if you're in either of those areas,
battleship.
Get out.
Chess.
Hey, man.
Load that gun with politics and shoot me in the fucking head, baby.
Oh, I gotta get political now? Let's see.
Here we go.
In the politics zone? Yeah.
Guns, use them.
Use them up.
This guy. This guy.
Spinning grass.
I want to wake up to a 21 gun salute every morning.
Uh huh.
And I want those guns to be fired at children.
And those children
are just trying to get an education. Wah, wah, wah.
You know, guys, the political zone's pretty fun. I'm having a good time here.
It's definitely humid in here, though.
What do you think of the backing music?
It's... I think you could use more bass.
Oh, I don't know how to put backing music into this. I'll find some royalty-free YouTube.
No, music. I want you to use completely royalty music.
Oh, shit. You want me to get sued?
Absolutely.
It's much easier to not get sued if when you use the royalty-ridden music, if you're just expressing harsh political opinions over it. Do you want to try that for us real quick?
Mm. Okay. Listen. I'm in the politics zone, but I need you to send me further.
All right. Into it. I don't know what you mean.
Beast mode!
Okay.
Abortion.
Every mother in America...
Everyone.
...should have kids. Folks, I'm not the first to say it, and I won't be the last. Every father in America...
Yeah?
...should have... his own mother and father in America.
Why would you say something like that?
Don't weigh in on political events when you don't even live here.
But I'm not done.
Oh no!
Because in America, to be a grandparent, I'm sorry, but your kids gotta have kids of their own.
Oh okay? My God. I can't believe that you would bring up these alternative facts. Come in here and you would try to meddle in our country with our laws.
Hey, here? Buddy, I don't eat the crumpets. I just spread.
Go back to Parliament. Oh my God.
Oh, it's like a monarchy in here or something.
God save the queen, asshole.
Alright, boys, we might have to step out of the politics zone. It's getting hairier than the wolf, man.
I'm hot.
Can we open a window in here?
Open a window in the politics
zone? No, there are no windows.
Just a podcast. Can you open a podcast window, please?
Oh, podcast window.
Oh, sure, I'll open a podcast window.
Oh, it's a Wall Street one up there. I think I'm okay.
Now, what you're actually listening to, folks, is a high-quality wind sound effect. Now, I'm no money bags, but for this sound effect, I dished out. Keaton, how much did we spend on that?
Well, considering our budget is just over £4,000, we definitely spent at least £3,500 on that sound effect.
And it was worth it.
Absolutely. I'm excited for that sound effect alone to bring in at least two times as many listeners as we were getting before.
So is it like
here's a
soundboard with just one sound on it?
It's
Timmy. You think I'm going to reveal the tools of the trade on the podcast?
So it's a whole pad and you can only press one button. Everything else is just silence. I like that.
Let me just say I activate the sound using a button.
Whoa.
And it's the end.
This is a real behind-the-scenes episode, if you know what I mean.
I don't mean to get technical on you, but I press the button with classic finger.
Okay, wait. Now, see, this is where a lot of contention can come in, and I don't want to confuse any of our listeners here. Which of your fingers are you using to press the button, Josh?
You know what? I'll tell you which finger I use. It's the middle one. Because I press that button while I'm giving a big fuck you to the old government. We're back!
Holy shit.
I just got flush.
Now, Keaton, when it comes to politics, right, things can get a little crazy.
You're telling me, man.
You know what I'm going to ask you to do?
Well, what's that?
I want you to check the insane-o-meter.
Oh, okay. The insane-o-meter. Yeah, it's a big thermometer thing.
Insert prices right theme song.
The Insane-O-Meter brought to you by Bing.
And can we just talk for a second,
I was
Timmy,
check it.
About
I was,
how much money it? Bing... Timmy, how much money did Bing donate to get this Insane-O-Meter on our wall?
It was about 4,000 rupees. It was pretty good. There's actual legitimate mercury in it. If you break it, like, we're all gonna die.
Alright, okay. The Insane-O-Meter, for those listening at home, the Insane-O-Meter is currently at a 6 out of 9, if you know what I'm saying.
Is this Fahrenheit or Celsius?
It is insanity. Am I right?
And the insanity levels.
All right. I hope you don't mind if I pack the old political cannon full of politics and shoot it at a trampoline right now. But I'm about to go off.
Uh-oh. Hide your daughters.
Listen up, folks. One thing that we're not addressing in this country anymore, it should be constitutionally illegal to get horny. Why have we not outlawed this yet? It's ravaging our cities. Everybody is horny, and it's destroying us. It's tearing us apart.
You know, I don't want to get too contentious here, but cities, get rid of them.
Honestly, why do we have cities?
In place.
Because they're the cause of all.
That's where everyone's horny. We need to first. We got to outlaw big.
Men
horny.
Are seeing these huge skyscrapers, and they're thinking, gee, if my penis got hard, it would look exactly like.
And then women are like, some of them are like, I would like one of those. Others of them are like, I'm horny for other people that don't have penises. That's neither here nor there. They shouldn't be horny in the first place.
I'm saying
when
no,
you described how women get horny, you made it sound like a bakery. Is that really how it is?
Here's how women.
I don't know. I've never experienced that. I was just wondering.
Preheat themselves.
Like an oven, yes.
To what temperature? And then also, please convert it to.
I'm gonna bow out.
heat it up, please, before I go. Thank you.
Would you like that toasted?
We're still in the political zone.
Would you like that toasted?
Wait, are we still in the political zone?
Yeah, we're still in the political zone. I actually am not sure how to leave this stuff.
So my observation would be that the political zone is very clearly defined by this red line on the floor. I don't know if you guys can see the red line.
It seems to be
a perfect circle. My idea would be to step out of it. I don't want to get too political here, but you know, we are in the political zone. So I say we step out of it with our feet.
What if we erase the line off the ground and then everywhere is the political zone? Or
what about if we tap our heels together?
No, that's the thing. No, it's either everywhere is the political zone then or nowhere is the political zone.
There's no piss like home. There's no piss like home. There's no piss like home. All right, so I
think that might work.
I am out of the political zone. I can see you guys inside.
Oh, you've done already.
I didn't even notice.
There's no piss like home has sent me back into the piss podcast. You guys are really huddled together in the political zone there. That's a small circle.
Oh, we stopped being in the political zone.
And it actually made it so there's no political zone anymore. Nobody can ever step in it again.
Yeah.
Either nothing is or everything is.
I didn't mean to like ruin your segment on the show, Josh, but it seemed a little problematic.
Timmy, you know what? You fucked up, but it's all right.
I don't think I fucked up.
Yeah, let's move off these hot button topics. And by hot and button, I mean the wind sound effect.
No more hot.
Which is very hot because I've been
pressing. If anybody wants a hot take, you keep it to yourself, God damn it.
Now, Timmy.
Yes, Josh.
My first question to you on this podcast is, have you seen the Angry Birds movie?
Too many times.
You've seen it. Now, Keith, can I talk to you for a second?
All right, I'll be over here.
He said he's seen it too many times. It could be he could have seen it any number. He could have seen it two or more times.
I believe he's seen it twice.
That's implying that he thinks it shouldn't be watched.
Well, I'm going to say,
what if Timmy has seen this movie three times and the first time he didn't mind?
I think that most of our guests would say that it's not worth it, not worth watching at all in its entirety.
I got another question. What if Timmy's seen this movie like 67 times and just like the last two, he was like, you know what? It's getting old.
What if?
And I'm getting old. Why is his name Neil Young if he's always singing about old?
I just want everybody to know they didn't leave the room. I can see and hear.
Excuse us.
I'm sorry. I wasn't eavesdropping. You guys just walked back to where the political zone used to be. It's right next to me.
How do we know where you weren't eavesdropping? Let's just give you a little bit. What weren't we saying?
Josh, I know it's not my place or anything, but could I talk to you over here for a second?
Let's just go over and right. Peter Dinklage, we need to go come to this.
I'll just be vaping in the corner over here.
Keaton tries really hard and it's lame.
Oh yeah, trying anything.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying trying at anything, but I'm saying the amount that he tries.
No, I'm saying trying anything sucks. We should just stop trying. Lay back. We should just get government handouts.
I see.
Welcome back to the political zone, baby. Oh,
fuck. I heard that. What the fuck? What happened?
Oh, hell yeah. Keaton hit us with some of that sweet political
jam.
What
the fuck happened over there? I didn't want to reintroduce the political zone. This is a really racy bit.
I was trying to explain you back why in. I didn't like you, and as I was doing it, he was just drawing another red circle on the ground.
All right, well...
Here we are in the red circle.
Here's the thing.
The political zone.
If I might Angry Birds slingshot a political opinion over there...
I just can't do this right now.
What, and you don't like my it. Centrist political views on endangered species?
No, in fact, I'm stepping out on the opposite side that you're on right now. This is a very large podcast room.
Okay, can I establish who is and who isn't in the political zone?
I'm not in it.
I believe this whole room just became the political zone when you reinstated it.
You just drew a circle on the ground.
Oh, I see the circle now.
Yeah.
Folks, I want to thank you for listening to the Angry Birds room. Also, if you follow me on Twitter, you may remember me saying, the next episode, this is going to be really special. spoiler alert, this wasn't that
Absolutely
episode.
Absolutely it was not.
Yes, it was, asshole.
Timmy,
get out of my face with that.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I just want everybody to know, okay. I don't want to make it a big deal or anything, but my girlfriend does do a podcast with some friends, and they're going to make fun of me on this now. So if anybody wants to listen to that too, it's called The Band Room Blues. I don't know. I think it's on SoundCloud. There you go.
Good. Nobody, cool. nobody good plug. To
it. Go and find that podcast in a place that it may or may not be.
Tear up a bunch of high school kids and tell them they're shitty.
Just go to any high school.
All those kids are shitty.
Shout.
You're shitty.
Keaton, anything you want to say?
Thanks for having us.
Keaton?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here.
I'm glad to
have Josh, Keaton.
Yes?
I'm sorry I got so political today.
That's okay, man.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.